This is the To The Point podcast. Together with our ERISA attorney, we'll explore key Affordable Care Act and trending compliance topics, all in 15 minutes or less. Now here's our host, Sarah Gillespie.
Hello, welcome to our next To The Point podcast. This is Sarah Gillespie. I'm the Compliance Director at Lipscomb & Pitts, and I have with me Stacey Barrow from Marathis Barrow Weatherhead & Litt, our ERISA counsel. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, Sarah.
So what we want to talk about on this episode is PCORI fees. That is an acronym, P-C-O-R-I, that stands for Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute. And Stacey, I'm hoping that you can help us just unpack this real quick, and then we're going to talk about the fee amounts that are due for July 2017. So first, can you explain what these PCORI fees are?
Sure. So they're fees to fund the Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute Trust Fund, and they're basically funds that are provided to academia to help study and improve health outcomes. So it actually is one of the provisions of the ACA that is intended to help bend the cost curve. You hear a lot about the ACA where it really attempts to improve access and, maybe doesn't do a lot to improve cost. And, that's not entirely true. There are some provisions that are at least intended to help bend that cost curve over time.
And so this is an ACA fee that applies to employer-sponsored health plans, but which plans need to pay them, and how does that work?
Sure. So they basically apply to all group health plans, but if you are fully insured, then the carrier pays the fee on the plan's behalf and, most likely includes it in your insurance rate. So the only employers that actually have to do something and affirmatively report and pay the fee are employers that sponsor self-insured group health plans. Most FSAs are excluded, but HRAs, health reimbursement arrangements, are included, as well as minimum essential coverage plans. They tend to be self-insured, so they would also be included and have to pay the fee. And really any other self-insured group health plan type arrangement, your minimum premium or level funded plans, typically those plans need to pay the fee. You should always check with the carrier because there is, those plans are a bit of a hybrid, but the carrier usually doesn't pay the fee on those plans, in which case the employer would be responsible.
And what are the fee amounts that are due July 31st, 2017?
Sure. So when you pay the fee each July 31st, and you always pay it based on the plan year ending in the prior calendar year. So anyone who's paying the fee in 2017 is paying it for a plan year that ended in 2016. And so if your plan year ended in 2016 prior to October 1st, then your fee is $2.17 per member per year. And if your plan year ends after October 1st through the end of 2016, then it's $2.26 per member per year. And if you have an HRA, then you're calculating your employees on a your members on a per employee basis. In other words, you're not paying the fee on spouses and dependents under an HRA. For major medical self-insured plans, you do have to calculate it on a per-member basis, and there are several counting methods that you can use. You can do it by looking at the 5500, or you can take snapshots at a few times over the year. And that's usually, those are the two most common methods to calculate the fee.
And at Lipscomb and Pitts, we help our clients with these calculations. So what you'll need to do if you're not a Lipscomb and Pitts client is get with your agent or your major medical carrier, your TPA, and you want to get a membership report. Sometimes they have reports that are specifically called PCORI reports, or I've seen them also called CERF, C-E-R-F reports, and they may have those, or you just want something that's going to reflect your total membership from the entire plan year that is reportable, and then you're going to follow one of the counting methods to achieve your average count, and then, like Stacy said, based on what is the applicable fee for your plan year, you just multiply the average count times the plan year. Plan fee. So then, Stacy, the last question would be, how do you actually report and pay once you have that figured out?
So the fees are reported on Form 720, IRS Form 720. You can find it online. I believe it's line 133 that you need to fill out. You're going to put your the applicable number, and then you multiply it by the right rate depending on the end of the plan year. There's only about three or four pieces to fill in, really. And then you can pay the fee online. And then you mail in the form with the, I think there's a little payment coupon, or you can just send a check in with the form.
It's actually a fairly easy process. I think I've done it for several of our clients, and not something too intimidating. But, you know, if you need help, Lipscomb and Pitts is here. We would especially love to help you. And we do order the reports and help our clients with the process. So, Stacy, thanks so much for the information and for the breakdown. And that concludes our podcast on PCORI fees. Join us next time.